And welcome one and all to the Talk Show American. JR here with you folks. Lots to talk about today in this short segment, but we'll try to get through it. I just wanted to mention, everybody knows, of course, the impeachment hearings are going on and all of this sham impeachment that's going on with Adam Schiff running the circus, that the president's fundraising abilities have not been curtailed at all. As a matter of fact, the president, according to the Boston Herald, has raised $3.1 million on the first day of the impeachment hearings, of the public impeachment hearings. On the very first day, folks. The first day they had the public hearings. $3,144,257 was raised. It's cited as one of their best fundraising days ever in the Trump campaign, according to their campaign manager, Brad Parscale. Just amazing. When you look at the numbers, you would think that obviously that the fundraising would be down, due to the impeachment hearings. But there, it's not. It's actually gone up. It's actually a record set, and it's amazing because the Democrats don't realize it, but they're not doing anything to the president as far as the president's numbers with his base go, as far as obviously his ability to raise funds. As a matter of fact, last week, folks, or I believe it was last week, I posted on the Talk Show American on Facebook, which you should go to if you have a chance, at facebook.com/talkshowamericamedia. You'll see that's a Facebook page, and you can become like that page and get the information. But last week I posted on the 24th of October an article that said Trump breaks re-election campaign records by raising more than $300 million, more than any other president at this point in time in their re-election campaign. That was amazing. And this was obviously when the impeachment talk was still going on, although it was not public at that time. It was amazing. And now, we get this from yesterday from the Boston Herald, talking about the fact that Trump raised $3.1 million on the very first day of the hearings, which was Wednesday. Over $3 million. It's just amazing in 24 hours. It sends a message, that the impeachment hearings are a total scam, and that the American people believe that's what they are. These are small donations, by the way, folks, too. Also, and this is the whole thing. It's the people donating. So they've actually moved their fundraising goal up to $5 million for this month as a result of that. Just amazing. As much as you want, you'll hear people. I know a lot of us are getting a little nervous because people, he's going to get impeached and everything else. It's a sham. It's a scam. We're just going to have to hold out. But obviously, people are still donating money to the president's campaign at record levels. That's not happening because people think that he should be impeached, folks. That's happening because people believe that this is a scam and a sham, and it is. But the people aren't buying it. The Democrats are really going to be worried about that. But when they see this information and they let it sink in, because it proves that their scam, their show, their attempt to unseat President Trump, who was duly elected by the American people, is not gaining much traction. I mean, they might be getting, support from their base. That's to be expected. But I don't think they're gaining traction with anyone else, with independents, or obviously with the Trump supporters, who they probably haven't gained any traction with. So it's good to see that the record-breaking numbers the Boston Herald was reporting on in 24 hours, 3.1 million. It's amazing. It really is. And it's good to see, because it shows that, as I said, the American people aren't buying this scam. And let's hope that continues. And we'll have to see what happens as the hearings go on, and see what other rabbits they're going to try to pull out of their hat. But right now, seems like the president is still standing on solid ground with his supporters and others as well. We'll catch you later at another time here on the Talk Show American. Take care.